Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on tonight, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Just, extremely blessed, extremely happy, and, just want to share with the listeners. I've decided to figure out the numbers today. I've been getting a lot of great results with my fitness, and I decided to check out the numbers. And since March, when I first hit play on the workout, 22-minute hardcore, and if you're wondering what 22-minute hardcore is, it's part of what Eddie Lacy did to get into shape for the season. And it's a program that works a ton. But with 22-minute hardcore, with Insanity Max 30, with 21 Day Fix, with drinking Shakeology every day, I am down 62 pounds and 18 inches. And I was just blown away by it. And, I've been working on my fitness journey for a while. I'm lost probably about, I would say I'm at about 112 pounds lost total since I started my fitness journey. And almost 70 pounds of that, I should say about 70 pounds of that, is from the great workouts and great programs that the company Beachbody has to offer. It's a company that I'm very happy to be a part of. I'm very inspired to be a part of. And I just want to encourage everyone, and I'm not saying you have to buy anything. I'm not saying you have to purchase a thing, but just shoot me an email. You can shoot me an email at coachevan66@gmail.com. All you got to do is shoot me an email and let's have a conversation. Let's just have a conversation with one another. I'm not saying you have to buy anything. It's just a conversation. Conversation to talk about what you want to do. Talk about if you know people that are looking to get healthy, we can talk about that. Hell, we can even just talk Packers or sports or Steelers, or if you just want to talk that, we can talk about that as well. But just shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com. You can also add me on Twitter at Evan Witt Sports, or you can add a network at Red Light Sports on Twitter, and then Facebook.com/ Red Light Sports Network, and or Facebook.com/ Coach Edubs Fitness. That's Coach Edubs, E-D-U-B-S, Fitness. So with that, going to throw it back to you, Troy. I'm going to talk some the PED gate, which I guess my concerns were much to do about nothing. But I guess the question needs to be asked. They cleared the players that they demanded to speak to. You must talk to us or else players. They cleared them all. If there was much to do about nothing, why do we have to make that ultimatum? And I guess the question, we're going to ask Troy is, should these players that got dragged through the mud by the NFL, should they go after the NFL for for trying to damage their reputation? Now, I'm going to, there's a reason why I don't think it's a good idea, but should they go after the NFL for ruining their reputation? Also, some more information on Teddy Bridgewater. He did formally, officially get put on the IR, season-ending IR list. And needless to say, Teddy Bridgewater, Troy, is a very lucky good that there were athletic trainers on the sideline who were able to tend to Bridgewater immediately following the injury. Because I don't know if you follow him, Troy, but Will Carroll at Injury Expert on Twitter. He has a few tweets out there, and he's been on sports talk shows all day today talking about it. He has a few tweets out there that it just sounds painful here. But needless to say, he is a very lucky guy, and we're going to touch base on that a little bit and with these major injuries that have happened the past few years in training camp and in preseason. Should preseason change? So with that, before we do talk about all of that, going to throw it back to you, Troy. How are things going out in Western PA?
Well, not much to report out on the home front here today. Just another day in the neighborhood. Went to work, did a few things for the network, scheduled the show, get to get on the show with you. So we'll get right to it. Lots to talk about in the NFL. And I'm going to start with the big news of the day. Big news, but like you said, big news about really nothing. But the NFL did clear James Harrison, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews of any wrongdoing or any association with PED use based on a documentary that came out back in January. So I'll just go right into it, like what you were saying. Roger Goodell and the NFL told these guys, you must talk to us. We need to talk to you. Your signed affidavits are not good enough. Well, Evan, I've said this for years. We've been together 3 years. You know my thoughts on Roger Goodell. This is all Roger Goodell. He's got to be the man with the iron fist, and so he wasn't going to take an affidavit. He wanted to show his power. And basically, at that point, there's a part of me, Evan, that's trying to think that he's trying to get these guys all nervous and see if they might crack under some pressure. But at the end of the day, I think it was just Roger Goodell putting his iron fist down saying, I'm the boss. I'm not going to let your union win. I'm going to win by making you talk to us. Because if you remember, Evan, the Players Association told these guys, no, you don't have to talk to the NFL. You did a signed affidavit. That's good enough. Well, Roger Goodell, he wanted to show his power, and so he threatened them with a suspension if they didn't talk. Flat out knowing, Evan, because what are you telling me, that he took the word of this face-to-face interview, which was probably the exact same crap they put in their affidavit? They had nothing. They had nothing at all. This was nothing more than Roger Goodell trying to force his iron fist and say, look, I'm not going to let the Players Association win. I'm going to win. You're going to talk to me or the NFL, which is me, just to show everyone that I am king, and then I'm going to clear you. I think, Evan, he knew a month ago he was going to clear these guys, and he just wanted to play his power role one more time. And that's all I'm going to say tonight, because you could keep me going for the next 22 minutes, and then we wouldn't have a very good show.
Yeah, and this whole thing with Goodell and the NFL, they demand that these players come speak or face suspension, and then it turns out it was much to do about nothing. It was set much to do about absolutely nothing. Then why bring them in if you had nothing? You know, why put the teams through this? Why put the fan bases through this? Why put the league through this? Why put the Players Association through this? Why piss so many people off in the Players Association, where it sounds like we could be destined, when this CBA expires, for another long lockout? And the last lockout lasted quite some time, and that's where it looks like we could be going. And it just drives me nuts. Now, you know, Harrison, Peppers, Matthews, you know, it would be easy to say they need to hit Goodell where it hurts and go after the NFL for defamation. But here's the thing. The issue you run into if you take it to court You know, you take the defamation character lawsuit to court, and this is what Ryan Howard needs and Zimmerman need to be very careful of. If you take it into a court of law, and now you're opening yourself up to questions by lawyers. And there's one question I can guarantee you that the attorney for the NFL in open court will ask Harrison, Matthews, Peppers, and Neal, have you ever in your career used a performance-enhancing drug? That question, I guarantee you, will be asked. And here's the thing. They are then, if they lie and say no, they've never used a performance-enhancing drug, in reality, they've used something of some sort. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a banned substance by the NFL. If it's classified as a PED, they're now in a lot of trouble. So that's why I hope they just let it go and be done with it, because they could open themselves up to a lot of trouble if they do. So what are your thoughts? Should they go after Goodell, or should they now just leave it alone?
Just leave it alone. Just let it be. I don't think it's worth the distraction, Evan, to go after him. I mean, you heard my rant for a couple minutes, and I threw out the way that I love to say Roger Goodell's name as Goddell. Why poke the bear? Just let it go. You got cleared to play. Things are fine. Don't stir the pot. Just walk away and just shake your head. To be honest, Evan, I'm at a point, and again, I'm not in an NFL locker room. I don't interview NFL players. I don't hang around with NFL players. But I honestly believe this, that I think Roger Goodell has lost the respect of many of the players in the NFL. And part of it is for the things we just saw. But the other part is on his – I don't want to use the word renegade, and I don't want to use the word dictator, but he's an egotistical power maniac. That's what he is. And his inconsistency in handing down penalty, and now this, I really believe that a lot of players in the NFL, hey, they work for this man, so to speak, because he's in charge. I think they just want to play football, but at the end of the day, I really believe that a lot of players are not on Roger Goodell's side. And I agree with you 100%. The next CBA, we might have a work stoppage. And I'm not saying that just to say, oh, no, it's a reality. There's a lot of things that got to be talked about and a lot of things that need to be settled. And when you have power, a guy that doesn't want to give up any power, and a whole union and a players association, things going to go on forever, Evan. I fear a work stoppage. Like, I fear it going into the regular season. That is just my thought on the next one. Because this, what just happened with the clearing of these guys and this whole fiasco, again, is just another it's like that mosquito that just annoys you. And right now, these little things like this, that, as you mentioned, them meeting face-to-face with the NFL was about nothing. I would love to get the transcripts of those interviews. If you think back when James Harrison was approached that he needed to talk, he actually called Roger Goodell out and said, yeah, sure, come to my house, interview me, and let's broadcast it live. So I would love to hear what happened in those interviews, what questions were asked, to see how meaningful those face-to-face interviews really meant. Because like I said, I think Roger Goodell knew before he even gave him the ultimatum that he had to clear him because there was no factual evidence of them being involved. He was just throwing his power around. And that's my opinion. And, Evan, I am just speculating. and I am just throwing out maybe, but I think maybe a lot of players are on the same side as that, that Roger Goodell is just a power-hungry freak, and that's what he's going to be. So to answer your question again, nah, just leave it alone. Don't even poke the bear.
Yeah.
Don't play football.
Yeah, definitely. And just a whole annoying case. Now, you know, we talked about it yesterday that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, and some more information came out. I just want to share it. And he's just very lucky. You know, Will Carroll, at Injury Experts on Twitter, tweeted out today, source confirmed a tibial femur dislocation rupture ACL for Bridgewater. Trainers may have saved his leg and career by quick action. Tibial femur dislocation, basically, Bridgewater's femur, his upper leg, went off the tibia or shin lower leg. That's pretty much what happened. And it sounds painful. You know, he compares the injury to basically a Willis McGahee or Napoleon McCollum. I don't know a lot about Napoleon McCollum, but that's who he compares it to. And he was on an ESPN radio show talking about McCollum's injury, saying it's the worst knee injury he's ever seen in his life. And he's commenting that every NFL player should walk out and thank the athletic trainer for what they do. Because we saw how important they are with Bridgewater. And if your child is playing football and there's not an athletic trainer at every game and practice, you know, I would not allow them to play, and this is why. So, he got lucky. He was talking on the ESPN radio show. I was listening to it. Basically, he got lucky because if the nerves would have been tied off or strangulated, that leg likely would have been lost. Or if those arteries would have got damaged, he could have bled out right there on the field. So big prop trainers who took the time to treat Bridgewater. So with Romo getting hurt, in a game with Bridgewater getting hurt, non-contact injury. Nelson got hurt last year, non-contact in the preseason. You know, the top choice starting to come up is should the preseason and the exhibition season be done away with, as John Harbaugh is trying to say? Should the exhibition season be done away with? And here's my concern. If you get rid of the NFL preseason, then a couple people, it's really going to hurt. It's going to hurt the young guys that are trying to make a roster because they're gaining actual NFL game experience playing in these preseason games that could help them find a job someplace else, if not on their current team. It's going to hurt them, and I think it's going to hurt the product. I think it's going to big time hurt the product if you get rid of preseason, because now you're not allowing these players to get used to the speed of the game, you know, a live NFL action game. And this is how rookies work. So this is how rookies get ready for the NFL, or I should say part of how they get ready for the NFL. So I'm a little concerned if they decide to do away with the NFL preseason, I'm afraid it could cause a lot of issues down the road with the with the quality of football, plus for those young guys, it's going to hurt them for trying to get spots on NFL rosters. But what are your thoughts with the NFL preseason? Should it be what John Harbaugh pretty much said, they should just do away with it? Or is it just one of these injuries are part of the game of football and teams just got to deal with it?
Well, while you were talking, I put a poll out on at Red Light Sports. So, simple question, do you think the NFL should eliminate the preseason games? One vote already, no. That could have been you, Evan, I don't know. But my answer is no, you don't eliminate the preseason. You can't eliminate the preseason. I look back as a former coach, and you need the time. You need the time to get your team ready, and you need to play games. You need to play an X amount of games to get ready for the regular season, because practice is one thing, but you have to get to game speed. Now, do I think they could reduce the number of games? Yes. I don't think for sure. There's no way that teams need to be in that fifth game. Like this year, the Packers would have had five games if the turf had been ready to play at the Hall of Fame game, preseason games, way too many. People are throwing out two preseason games, and I think two is not enough. I think three would be okay, because you had brought up a great point, Evan. Starters need to get used to the game speed. They need to get ready for the regular season. But there's guys on the bubble. There's guys that need that game situation to prove that they can play in a situation that can understand the defensive plays, can understand the playbook. There's a lot of value to those games. Now, I was reading an article today before the show, and it's on CBSSports.com, and it's by Jason, and I love reading his stuff. And he had a great article, so go to CBSSports.com, and the title's quite long, but it's the NFL preseason is not going away anytime soon, but changes are on the way. And it's a great article. It has a lot of insight. I actually put the link on our show preview. To play in a game, Evan, these guys that are on the bubble need to have that time. And there was a little excerpt in there, and I'm not going to get into it because it was quite lengthy. But talking about off-season or developmental-type league for the NFL for some of these players in the spring and having the young guys and the rookies playing against each other. But then it goes into, and then you got the Players Association. I mean, there's a lot of things that would have to go down for that to happen. So that's not something you're going to see next year or probably even the year after, but maybe down the road. And I like the idea. But I definitely think they need to reduce the preseason games, not eliminate them. But I think three would be okay. And the way it is going now, Evan, teams are being very cautious with their starters anyway. However, injuries are part of the game, unfortunately. Teddy Bridgewater's injury happened in practice. And if you look at Jordy Nelson's injury, it wasn't because of a hit. It was because of a cut. And when are you going to be afraid of injury? I look at Jordy Nelson. Okay, he got hurt in the preseason, but very well that could have happened in the regular season. However, the length of the preseason and the number of games, I think they could reduce to three, because we're not seeing the starters very much at all in games one and two, maybe a series or two, an extended period in game three. The veteran guys that are starters, one game, which maybe would now be the third preseason game, get them ready with that game speed because they need that. And then maybe in games one and two, you play your younger guys and try to figure out if they can play. And you got to work out the practice time. But I do think they should reduce the preseason from four to three games. I think two is too little. I don't think you can get enough done in two games. I think you need three. And a lot of that comes from my prior coaching background, knowing what camp is about. It sucks just practicing day in and day out, and it sucks practicing against your own team. You need to have those game situations to get ready. So that's my quick take on that.
Yeah, and with that, looking at the time, not really a lot of time to go into a new topic, but, just want to take a quick time to, thank the listeners for giving us a listen. Make sure to follow us on our social media. I am at Evan Whip Sports. Troy manages the network's Twitter account. I every now and then will jump on and post something, but about, I would say, 98-99% of the time it's Troy. That's at Red Light Sports. If you want to interact with us, feel free to follow us. Send us a tweet. Let us know that you're listening. And if you have any sports questions for us, give us a tweet, send us a message. And you're also always welcome to call the show. The number for the show is 646-915-8254. You're always welcome to call and state your opinion. The only time we don't take calls, period, is if we're doing a special show or have a guest. So, for instance, if we're talking NFC North preview episode, we're not really going to take too many phone calls. So if we're interviewing, let's say, Brady Kapinga, who we interviewed a couple years ago, we're not going to take calls either. But other than that, your calls are always going to be welcome. And, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Red Light Sports Network. Give us a like. And also you can, if you want to talk to me about health, send me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com. That's coachevan66@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you how I've lost roughly 112 pounds over the last, last 4 years, and how I've lost 62 of those pounds since March of 2016. So, just a few short months. And, Charlie, can you believe it's almost September already? In the next 30 minutes by you, it's going to be September 1st. And this year is flying by. And, right now is the perfect time to start getting ready and start getting yourself healthy, because why wait? Why wait till next month or the month after that? November, you got Thanksgiving, which is a holiday centered around eating. In December, you got Christmas, a holiday centered around eating. New Year's Eve and Day, a holiday centered around eating and drinking. So why wait? Why not start right now to start going towards your goals right now so you can start getting changes done by Thanksgiving, by New Year? So coachevan66@gmail.com. So throw it back to you, Troy, to say some final words and let our amazing listeners go.
Yeah, well, I know you said I handle the Twitter account 98% of the time, and I'll just flip the switch over to you. You handle the Facebook account about 98% of the time. I go on and maybe we'll share something every once in a while. So Evan and I share our social media duties. We love to interact with our fans. Evan did a great job giving you all our contact information. I'll just give you a little update, Evan. Now that we have 10 votes in, seven out of 10 say no, don't eliminate, but three people say eliminate the game. So it is one of those things. I think at the end of the day, you don't eliminate the games, but I think that you definitely reduce them. But we also, like Evan said, we enjoy the fan interaction. So thanks for listening in. Tomorrow, Evan, last preseason games. So tomorrow night during our show, there's going to be a lot of NFL action going on tomorrow night. So tomorrow we'll probably talk a little bit more NFL. So join us tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Thanks for listening. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Enjoy your night, everyone.